This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the next primary is in Puerto Rico. We're going to hear from a political analyst there who says it's not clear that Senator Hillary Clinton is going to do well. But first, the average price of gas is approaching $4 a gallon on this Memorial Day. It's expected to keep on climbing. That, coupled with a soft economy, is worrying businesses that depend on summer tourists. We sent reporter Joel Rose to the beach recently for the latest installment in our series, The Bottom Line.
It's sunny but cool today in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, with a stiff wind off the ocean. There are almost as many seagulls on the boardwalk as tourists. In a few weeks, this boardwalk will be mobbed, or at least that's what the merchants here are hoping. One of those merchants is Marie Kilpatrick. She manages Dolly's Candyland at the corner of Rehoboth Avenue and the boardwalk.
We're not as busy. We're hoping this weekend. They're saying it's going to really be beautiful. So I'm trying to hope, keep our fingers crossed.
Kilpatrick has worked at Dolly's for 10 years. She says this is the slowest she's ever seen it. Kilpatrick says some of her customers are buying smaller boxes of caramel corn, fudge, and saltwater taffy than they normally do. And she's worried that's a sign of things to come.
If they come down, it may be just for a day or two with the gas prices, and they're going to watch their money. I can see that. But, you know, people want caramel corn, people want taffy, they're going to come down here regardless.
This might be the most challenging time in the last 15 years.
Costa Sakalis manages the Robin Hood restaurant about half a block from the boardwalk. And he says shop owners in town are nervous that rising gas prices will mean fewer beachgoers this summer.
It's a little daunting to think about, you know, $4 gas, and it's scary.
Everybody's holding their breath kind of to see what it means.
Yep.
The story is similar a few miles up the coast in Lewis, Delaware. Betsy Reamer runs the local Chamber of Commerce.
For the businesses, summertime is, for a lot of them, make or break. We are a tank of gas drive from big metropolitan areas, the Philly area, Baltimore, Washington area. And we're just hoping that, well, they'll say, well, instead of driving maybe 4 hours to another beach destination, we'll do the two-hour drive to this area.
One hotel here isn't just hoping. The Greystone Inn Bed and Breakfast is offering to buy $20 worth of gas for anyone who stays at least two nights.
The astute traveler who wants to go to the beach is going to go anyhow, but if there's any way that I can entice him, that's what I'll do.
Still, proprietor Mitch Myers says B&Bs all over Delaware are bracing for an off year.
Everyone thinks we're going to have probably a 10 to 15% less in terms of people and overnight stays than what we had last year. That's what I really think. I hope I'm wrong.
Have your attention, please. We're making our approach here for the dock at Cape May.
High gas prices haven't stopped the travelers on this ferry boat from Delaware to New Jersey, though some, like Judy Balzer of Williamsport, Pennsylvania, took a bus to the Jersey Shore instead of driving.
All that travel, all included in a package, so cheaper than buying gas for a car. We have done this before, but now, you know, it's even a better deal because now we think, how could we afford to do it with the price of gas?
Several other travelers told me they're planning shorter trips this summer to save money, including Tara Pizzullo of Wakefield, Rhode Island.
We have a camper, so we probably won't do the, you know, the real far trips. We've gone down south to Carolina, but we won't go that far this year.
Another couple that won't be going very far this summer is Linda and Bill Mattoon. They're on their way back to Vermont from Washington, D.C.
We have been talking to friends who are planning on staying fairly close to home and just doing very small trips. Like if they live in Fairfax County, they're going to West Virginia and stay fairly close instead of branching out further.
The Mattoons say they're waiting to see what gas prices look like in the fall before they plan any more trips of their own. Back in Rehoboth Beach, the kitchen at Gus and Gus Place is cranking out French fries for the Memorial Day crowds.
I'm Gus. I've been here 53 years in this corner. I see all kinds, bad and good. Well, most of us good.
Gus Fallis has been selling burgers, hot dogs, and fries on the boardwalk since 1955. Svala says he's paying more for food this summer, but he's doing his best not to raise prices.
Because a lot of people, they're working, they're coming down for vacation, they pay them hotels and everything else, it's expensive for them. We'll try the best we can, keep everybody happy.
Svala has seen economic slowdowns in this Delaware beach town before, and he expects to weather this one too. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.